Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Amber request, brothers come forward, inshallah, fill in the gaps to the right, to the left. The brothers are coming still from the back, inshallah. It's a bit of movement to the left, a lot of place in the left hand side also, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Some nights ago we began a discussion on the jazb of Allah تبارك وتعالى. It's for this reason we are here tonight also to present ourselves to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah تعالى performs as jazb. What is jazb? Pull. Allah تعالى has the power of pull. We want Allah سبحانه وتعالى to pull us towards Him. We don't have the human strength to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have the ability. We are weaklings. We are naqis. We are insufficient. We are not efficient. We don't have the strength. We don't have the power. We are weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعًا. Allah Ta'ala says, insan has been created very weak. Everything he does is incomplete or is deficient. Insan himself is deficient. Anything he touches becomes second hand. Whether it be clothing he wears, whether it be a car he does out of the garage, takes it off the floor, or he loses its value. So insan is like this, our honorable and beloved Shaykh Mu'abul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhu, says that the reality of insan is a mobile waste manufacturing machine. Mobile waste manufacturing machine. Whatever ni'mas of Allah Ta'ala he takes in, see how it comes out. Even he can't take the smell also. But he's no product. Allah Ta'ala shows you, how can he have pride? How can you think you are somebody? That food I gave you, the ni'mas that I am feeding you, we take, just take the orange also, we like gift wrapping. Look at Allah Ta'ala, how He gift wraps all the ni'mas and He presents to us. Whether it be the mango, whether it be an orange, how the wrapping is. Be the watermelon also, in the different colors. Outside is different color. How Allah Ta'ala protects the inside. Inside is different, juicy or dry, sweet, whatever it may be. The orange we explain, when you cut the orange open and you put it in your mouth, how Allah Ta'ala has his pockets of juice that burst in the mouth, subhanAllah. Ya Allah, for me, so many gunas I've done. But then too, it's so sweet in my mouth. Then too, we forget to say Bismillah, Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Allah's gift wrapping. And it wasn't for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need it. Allah Ta'ala made it for insan, for you to enjoy it. For you to enjoy and for you not to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But insan is hasty. Everything he does now is naqis, is deficient, full of faults. But we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pull us towards Him and to make us His, to cover our faults. Otherwise, if our faults are disclosed and open to our families, then nobody will be with us. If we have a garbage dump somewhere, here now in Durban also we had certain areas garbage dumps. Then they put these perfume sticks, whatever you may call them, just to camouflage that smell. But then too, you get that pungy smell coming out from there. But look at Allah Ta'ala's system, there's what a dump He made in our stomachs that you can't smell anything. And you're walking around with it. Sometimes, one SOS might leave. And then the wife will see also, what you're eating. It's your food I'm eating. But this is what is the product. So whatever insan takes, it only comes out as dirt and mess. That's the reality. But then to Allah Ta'ala so much love with this insan. The dirt also, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go to the bathroom, we read our du'as and we enter. That to Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give us reward for it. So much love and so much of muhabbat that Allah Ta'ala wants to give us reward also for relieving ourselves, for partaking of the food. So it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to pull us towards Him. But who's prepared to? Now I'm pulling on this side, Allah Ta'ala is pulling on that side. And now in the month of Ramadan is rahmati amma, maghfirati amma. Allah's rahmat is absolutely widespread, open completely for the sinner, for the pious, for the weakling, for the strong one, for the pauper, for the rich man. For Ramadan is open for everyone. It's open time. And there's no such thing that is reserved only for a certain person. It's open for anybody, whoever you may be, wherever you come from, whatever guna you have. The rahmat is for everyone. And there's no reservations, and we should have no reservations about it myself also. Then maybe Allah will forgive. No. Yeah, during the year now, maybe you can have a thought like that. My tawbah is not genuine. But in the month of Ramadan, it's open for everyone. That is why this night was the 25th night. The dua of Aisha radiallahu anha that was taught to her by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, if I find the night of Qadr, what should I read? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave her the biggest wazifa. Oh Aisha, read this dua. Allahumma innaka afu. We can read it also. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. You love to forgive. Now we can imagine Nabi Allah is teaching this dua, what it means. Allah Ta'ala is waiting to forgive. Who is it to make tawbah and make amends and change their life and become pious? And there's no need to be afraid to become pious. Some people are afraid that I might become pious, what's going to happen? Nothing will happen. You become pious. Allah Ta'ala will make you His beloved. This is what our life is for. This way we want to reach also. So how do you get the special jazb of Allah? Allah pulls me overnight. In our colloquial way, as we say it, we're waiting for the tamacha of hidayat. Allah must just give that one slap of hidayat, 360 degrees I'll turn, came out mashallah. Allah wala all of a sudden, it happened. I didn't want to, but I changed. Allah can do it. How many a person like that changed his life all of a sudden? What happened? I can't understand. Allah Ta'ala pulled him. Allah Ta'ala has his sunnat, Allah has his qudrat. Allah's sunnat and Allah's normal system is وَيَهْدِ إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَعَبْ. The person has desire, he has talab, and the proof of talab and desire to change is that we are sitting here tonight. We're sitting now in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by invitation. So it means that Allah Ta'ala wants us. It is for us now to say that I also want Allah. Like how we also mentioned that example of that farm boy staying at the farm, and he put on his best suit, boot and tie, and he's walking to the city. Shoes are shining, and you got an old suit he's wearing also, from what model Allah knows best, and he's walking to the city. Friends sees him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to get married. Who are you getting married to? The king's daughter, the princess, subhanallah. How you arrange that? He said, no, it's already, nikah is half done already. He said, how the nikah is half done? I already accepted her, she must accept me. But nikah is half done. I was also half done already. Allah Pak said, already I'm your friend already. I made you, I brought you here, I'm already your friend. Accept me now. Just two rakats more. Everybody is far and tawbah. There is no such thing that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to make me His friend. There is no such thing whatsoever. Some people, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, Hakim Bakhtar Sahib, some people feel that, Ya Allah, I am such a big gunegar, so much guna has I got. Where am I going to become a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah? I won't make it there. He says that type of thinking and statement breeds of pride. That my gunas are so big that Allah can't forgive it. Na'uzu billah. May Allah will make me His friend. That breeze of pride, Ya Allah, how are you going to forgive my gunas? As if my gunas and sins are bigger than Allah. Sins can't be bigger than Allah. Allah is King of Kings. He can bring your entire world and ocean full of gunas and sins. He can fill the ocean with najasat also. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala just sends one wave and clears all that impurity. The same way we can take all the impurities of our sins and present to Allah, it just is one wave of the rahmat of Allah and forgiveness and it's done. No record anymore. Person has to pass away tonight, there's no record. Malaika will look, but we have recorded all his sins. There's no more here. Ya Allah, what happened? He didn't do it. He made tawbah. It's gone. Make amends, start anew, start afresh. These are the nights Allah Ta'ala wants to give us. These odd nights especially, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave us his dua to read, Allahumma innaka afuun, Ya Allah, you are afu. That's why we tell the brothers that we don't know what to do tonight, what ibadah to make. Ibadah is simple, is that heavy? People feel now ibadah is heavy, to pull the whole night, what am I going to do? We are weak. And Allah likes to see the weakness in His slave also. Our sahabs used to tell us, Allah ki madad kamzoro ke saath hai. Allah Ta'ala's help is with the weak ones. The strong ones, mashallah. They carry whole night tahajjud. Their whole night tahajjud, my broken two rakats is equal to their whole night. Because they're accustomed, they're used to it. Ya Allah, I'm not used to it. My two rakats is very heavy for me. But on the scales also very heavy. He still came, he still put his head down. He still tried to cry. The tears weren't coming out. But then too, he tried to cry. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if you can't cry, pretend you're crying. Then too Allah will believe you. Then too Allah will pull you. So these are the nights, my dear brothers, where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make that decision and not to be afraid to change. Not to be afraid to change. Ya Allah, I want to change my life. Ya Allah, you help me. So say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want to change. Ya Allah, you make it easy for me and you change me. I can't do it on my own. And Allah Ta'ala will pull a person with this quality of jazb. How Allah will pull in, there were so many. A beautiful example, our Shaykh says also about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, jo khud be'arah the. Those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who did the worst of sins and vices, burying their daughters alive, hearing them crying out, and then to throwing sand on them, till they can't hear the voice of that little baby girl. What a heart you have to have. So hard. So hard, we can't see a cat that is dying. We get depressed. Daughter lost a cat, janazah in the house. You see the father in the masjid, he's crying in the corner. Who passed away? The cat died. Inna lillahi. Janazah is later on to bury it. So that also we have feeling. Our Hadrat says also, Honorable Shaykh, he said we should feel the pain. Those that have real hearts too, they see stray cats, our kabir, they had love for animals also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam had love for animals also. But not so much of love now, that you love the animals more than insan also, more than the parents, more than the brother and sisters. The cat can come in the room, but my brother can't come. So it doesn't work like that, there's a balance. So to have real hearts in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to present our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change it. So this is a night now, where a person abandons the disobedience and his sins, and he acknowledges in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I know I don't have the strength to get to you, to come to you, but you brought me here tonight. Ya Allah, you brought me here tonight because you want to give me. And as I mentioned, there's no doubt in it. There's no reservations in it. Allah wants to give tonight. It is for us now to present ourselves, and as we mentioned, our broken ibadat. 2 rakats, 4 rakats. My Quran Sharif tilawat is weak. Read Yasin Sharif. Read 2 pages. On the 2 pages, lift your hand and make dua. Ya Allah, this is how much I can do. Allahumma innaka afoon. Read that 100 times if you have to. And read afoon. Allahumma innaka afoon. Innaka afoon. Innaka. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. You are forgiveness. You are. Say it in English if you want to, till you start crying. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. If you forgive me, my work is done. My work is done, my life is made. And Ya Allah, if you pull me, who's going to pull me back? Shaitan can't pull me, nafs can't pull me. Ya Allah, you got me, but you just keep me there. Just keep me there and don't let me go. You have to plea, you have to cry to Allah. If you can't cry, carry on pleading. We mentioned the brothers also, at least one sajda in the day. At least one sajda in the day, make it so long that the hair begins to stand, the breath gets short, the heart misses a beat and I feel a connection with Allah. At least give you a chance, one sajda in the day. One sajda, the little brother can make it longer and say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi. Rabbi also, Allah did not say Rabbana. Subhana Rabbi, purity belongs to my Rabb. Allah belongs to me. That's why Allah Ta'ala made it in Salah like this, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Rabbi means my Rabb. Allah is showing you, I belong to you. I'm yours. Therefore we say to Allah, Ya Allah, you are mine. Then make me yours. So the one light to we can say, Allahumma innaka afoon, Allahumma innaka, Ya Allah, you are forgiveness, you are forgiveness, you are forgiveness. I got plenty of sins, Ya Allah, for you to forgive, and you enjoy to forgive. Ya Allah, you do what you enjoy. And you forgive me and you delete it. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah explains when it comes to sins, what is the reality? Nowadays sins have become a fashion, unfortunately. Has become a hobby, has become a pastime to break the command of Allah. To break the command of Allah has become a pastime. Then we don't even understand nowadays what are sins anymore. We don't even understand nowadays. And ask youngsters too, what is a major sin? Don't really know. Minor sin? Don't really know. Sunnats also? Don't really know. This muzakarat we made recently, how many of us are going for Umrah? Allah Ba'a, take us Umrah. And teach us how to make a real Umrah. That a person is going to the Rawda Mubarak. He's going there, but unfortunately he's standing there before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam never was bareheaded besides Umrah and Hajj. They were standing no topi, and his kurta below the ankles. He didn't need dua for entering the haram, no durood sharif, but I'm going for Umrah. He goes into the haram of Makkah Sharif also, the respect of the haram. Right now entering the haram of Makkah, this is the palace of Allah. I'm invited to the grand palace, invited to Mr. President's office. How is the dress formal? There's protocols. How are you going to carry yourself out? Umrah now, doesn't matter how it is, I'm just going. I've got the points, I've got the miles, so I'm going. They have to present myself. So when it comes to major sins also, I don't even know any right now what's major. It's become so common and so normal. Whether photography, whether videoing, whether zina al-ayn and nazar, the zina, fornication of the eyes, is to look at haram things. Whether I'm looking on the TikTok, whether I'm looking on the Instagram, the zina of the eyes, but it's the common now. So I don't make tawbah anymore. I'm doing it. And I don't feel the pain also anymore, that the heat gauge of the heart now is broken. The car, the heat gauge doesn't work, we've got a problem. It's only staying in the red or only in the cold. Then we have a problem. It has to be in the center. Now the heat gauge over the gauge of my iman, where is it right now? Whether it's working, is not working? There we will introspect right now. What's the level of my iman? Do I feel the heat of sin or not? Right now sitting in the masjid, we can feel the cool air. Aircon is on, put it off, we can feel the heat, we feel irritable, we feel sticky. But when it comes to guna and sin, major sins taking place right now, but I don't feel anything. It's part of life. It's one of those things. We can't live without it. We can't do without it. We want that pure life. Where to kick the habit, to kick the sin becomes easier, becomes enjoyable, becomes pleasurable. So here as Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah explains, that when it comes to guna and sin, the person who's disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two hells for him, two jahannam for him. As it explains. Therefore the person who displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two hells. The one form of hell is that he experiences in this very world. He doesn't even realize right now he's sitting in the fire of Jahannam. And he feels now, I'm cool. Everything is good. Everything is chill. But doesn't realize right now, this you're sitting in the fire of Jahannam. You don't even really know what's a garden of Jannat. You think this is Jannat. In reality, Dajjal when he comes also, he'll show you Jannah, a piece like a vision of Jannah. But in reality, it'll be Jahannam. Is that real? So a person lies already in Jahannam. He experiences the one form of hell. He experiences in this very world for he is at all times in anxiety. He finds no peace. The sick, and we find with the cell phone, there's no peace. There's no peace. He's on the cell phone all the time. He's so busy with the cell phone scrolling, no time to look at his mother or his father, give a smile, get the reward of Hajj, or to smile at the wife also. But he's in the cell phone all the time. And even if he finish eat also, the mind didn't register he ate. Before he knows it, he goes for the next luqma, the food is finished. Yeah, you finish it. But the cell phone took over. Doesn't even realize he finished eat also. Anxiety, anxious. You look at the youngsters in the masjid also, they got anxiety. Playing the game is not even enjoyable. It's just anxiety. This is already one form of hell. Whereas for a mu'min, he has his nafs is at itminan. He's in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He finds no peace. The second hell is reserved for him in the hereafter, which is the actual headquarters. The haram pleasures of nafs is a branch in this world. Headquarters is Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us from Jahannam. Is that a joke, my dear brothers? Is that a joke? Is a reality. He also muzakara and reminder has to be done in regards to the life of the qabr and Jahannam, which is a reality. Is that something, just a thought in the mind that maybe is there? Not sure, it is there. And Allah Ta'ala has kept it there for the disobedient ones. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the type of tyrant that wants to throw everybody in Jahannam. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, a great muhaddith of the time, that wrote Riyadh al-Saliheen, compiled Riyadh al-Saliheen, one time he was teaching his students. And he came to the verse of Quran Sharif, نَبِّي عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. He read this ayat and he burst out crying. Sobbing. Translation of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَبِّي عِبَادِي. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَبِّي عِبَادِي. Inform my bondsmen. Inform my slaves and my servants. نَبِّي عِبَادِي. Look at Allah ta'ala's tone also. Inform my servants. How in namaz say, my Allah, my Rabb. So here Allah Ta'ala says, inform my servants, not the, but my servants. When you say, where's the domestic? When you say, where is my domestic? Where's my worker? Where's... So Allah says, inform my bondsman, Nabbi ibadi anni, verily I, myself Allah, inni anni anal ghafur rahim, that I am ghafur, I am rahim. I am ghafur, I am rahim. You have to recognize Allah, who my Allah is. Allah says, I am ghafur, I am forgiveness. And I am Rahim also. I will shower my rahmat upon you. I will forgive you and shower my rahmat upon you. Wherever you find most of place in the Quran Sharif, Allah brings this quality of His Ghafoor with something else. Ghafoor al-Rahim. Ghafoor al-Wadood. So Allah is showing you, I won't just forgive you and leave you, abandon you. That I forgave you, now you're on your own. Make your own way. Allah says, no. I will forgive you and I'll take you in also. I forgive your sins, I will clean you up, and I will accept you. Just that you have to accept me. That you want to be accepted. Al-Ghafoor al-Wadood, how beautifully our Honorable Shaykh explains also, Dhamma Barakatuh. Allah says, I am Ghafoor, I am Wadood. I am Ghafoor, I am Rahim, I am forgiving. And I am Wadood, I am most loving. I am Ghafoor, I am forgiving. And I am Rahim, I am most merciful. So what does it mean when Allah Ta'ala couples the two? Allah says, I am forgiving and I want to give you. And I want to love you. I want to show you how much I love you. A beautiful example Hazrat gives you. He says, imagine now the Prime Minister, President or the government, or SARS, they announce that we have amnesty open. Declare whatever you have. Right? You, so many years you didn't pay tax. You owe the government millions. No problem. Bring the figures, etc. We're overlooking everything. We're overlooking it. You didn't pay us. You owe us. We're forgiving you. And we're overlooking it. We're writing it off. Not only that, we're writing it off. We're giving you 10 garages, 2 blocks of flats also, and 5 farms. Say, Subhanallah, what a government this is. Allah wants to give like that. Allah says, I want to forgive you and I want to love you also. I want to give you so much. I want to give you dunya also. Why? So your deen becomes easy. So your dunya is taken care of. Your mind is free to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that Allah wants to forgive and Allah doesn't want to give. Allah says, I want to give and I want to show you my love. I want to show you my rahmat. One drop of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's mercy, tawfiq ta'ah. Allah will give divine ability to worship Allah. Even if I don't want to. Even if I don't want to, I'm in the rahmat of Allah. Tonight is the night to get the rahmat of Allah. Tonight is the night to get the forgiveness of Allah. Tonight is the night to free ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. Jahannam of this world also. Right, all the vice and all the sin. Allah is prepared to do it. Are we ready to give it up? That's why we reiterate and we say, before we go to the musalla, delete the apps, delete the videos, delete the photography, all the things I have. What will happen? We always say, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Shaitan, he threatens you. It'll be no fun in life. There's no fun after that. What are you going to do? There's no apps, there's no YouTube, there's no photography, there's no videoing, there's no contacts and connections. And all. What fun are you going to have? See the fun you will have. In the muhabbat of Allah, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing for Allah, your heart will be free, the mind will be free. What you enjoy now? Now the heart has become pure and clean for Allah to come into the heart. Allah has made the heart for His love and muhabbat. Now the heart is clear. Even for one night they clear it. Give Allah Ta'ala the opportunity for one night at least. It is for one night to give Allah Ta'ala a chance. That, Ya Allah, tonight I'll clean up. And then the next odd night, till Ya Allah, you give me that power and strength to give it up completely. Now what will the nafs will say? Who are you going to bluff? Where are you going to delete it? Tomorrow you're going to be back on it again. So don't even play around. Don't bluff Allah. Don't bluff Allah. Allah knows what you're going to do. Allah says, if you can't be genuine, pretend also. I'll believe you. So even we delete it now. We delete it just for the fun of it. Just for tonight also. And present ourselves to Allah. Allah appreciates. Allah is shakur. Allah is appreciative. Allah Ta'ala gives much even in your small amal too. Then one buzruk made dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even if you don't give me. Ya Allah, even if you don't give me the reward of my broken amal, but at least forgive my sins. At least that Allah you do. At least forgive my gunas and sins. Even I don't get reward, but just forgive my sins. Like how when the fight is on with the wife, they say the para is on right now. And the silent treatment, this picture, no sound. Now, even she don't make breakfast or lunch for you, but she says everything is forgiven, don't worry. Sorted out. Oh, pressure is down. Ya Allah. Even I don't have meal tonight, no problem. But I put on the candle tonight at least. That at least you can have a nice night tonight. Then we see tomorrow about the food and the chow. Allah says, Ya Allah, even if you don't reward me for my amal, my broken amal, at least forgive my sins. That's enough already for me. So at least you present ourselves tonight. So as the Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that the headquarters of punishment is Jahannam. The attitude and temperament of the branches are the same as that of the headquarters. The branches of Jahannam are here in this world, disobedience. That's also already the branch. Right, and the headquarters is Jahannam itself. So the temperature is the same, temperament is the same, the attitude is the same. It is for this reason that the lives of those who tread the path of pleasing their nafs are living the lives of the inmates of Jahannam. You got a Jahannam life, the devil life, ducking and diving. The phone is ducking it, diving it, and changing passwords, usernames, can't leave my phone anywhere. In case I get caught, something will happen. There's a double life. The whole life is coming out like this. They do not find peace and contentment, even for a split second. Every moment passes in disillusionment, anxiety and fear. Those efforts and endeavors expended for the branch, that wealth which is kept at the branch inevitably reaches the headquarters, the head office. This is how the dictates of nafs lead one into Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. When it comes to the obedient ones, now I changed my life. And I made tawbah. I turned to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I want the jannati life. I want the jannati life in this world, and Allah will give it. Allah will give the jannati life even though there will be turbulence all around. You're sitting in the plane, there's turbulence all around you, but you're still feeling safe. Buckle up and sit, and we reach safely inshallah. So you got itminan. You got itminan in the same way. Our Hazrat says, when you start our namaz also, we are buckling up. When you tie the hands, buckle up properly. Tie according to sunnah. Because you're not going 35,000 feet, you get to the arsh of Allah. So make sure you tied your hands properly. Now you start your salah. And then see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us thereafter. So for those people that have a jannati life, they gave a guna and sin, Allah ta'ala wants to give them a beautiful life in this world. There'll be turbulence, there'll be problems, there'll be challenges in life with the wife, with the parents, children, health. These tests must come. This test must come so we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this dunya is called Darul Ibtila. This is already the examination room you are sitting in. Examination room, you're writing exams. But we have the answers already. Allah ta'ala gave us the questions and Allah ta'ala gave us the answers. On the other hand, are those people who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrifice their own desires for His pleasure. They compromise their joys, their pleasures for the pleasure of their master. Those pleasures that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleases them, or pleases Allah, pleases me. But Allah doesn't want me to do this, I don't do this. As we mentioned this afternoon to the brothers, when Allah ta'ala gives tawfiq, Allah ta'ala gives you that one drop of His rahmat, tawfiq ta'a, divine ability to worship Allah. Even if I don't want to, was explaining to them that we were in tashkil in the path of Allah in Palestine some years ago, Allah ta'ala accepted. So he had a da'wat, when youngster gave da'wat for meals. And he had a small room at the rooftop. He had a small room there, just bathroom, toilet and his room. So he invited the entire jamaat and the local brothers also. So we went for the da'wat. So to go wash their hands in the bathroom, we had to enter through his main room. Single, bachelor. As we entered the room, I noticed just above his bed, he had a big frame with a stallion. Now the Hadith Sharif is clear. The malaika don't enter a home, fihi kalbun wala tasabir. In that house where there is a dog that is kept as a pet, watchdog outside, permissible, but a dog kept as a pet in the house, etc., or there are pictures. So when there are pictures of animate objects, malaika of rahmat don't come in the house. Malaika of rahmat don't come in the house. Why I'm saying rahmat and mercy? Because there was one clever that he kept on dog by him. So the alim asked him, why are you keeping a dog? He said, don't you read the hadith? Malaika don't come near a person who keeps a dog, so Malakul Maut won't come. He says, no. That refers to the malaika of mercy, they won't come. Malakul Maut will come still. Who is going to take the life of the dog? It's Malakul Maut also. But keeping the dog won't save you from Malakul Maut. So malaika of rahmat don't come. So we can imagine that house now with these portraits everywhere. Photography. We're taking of the children because screens here, but malaika don't come near. Then the children are crying the whole night. Then they're getting scared, they're getting afraid. They're waking up, they're having nightmares. Then people, they message one another, daughter is crying the whole night, she's seeing things. But she got all on her pyjama full of murat. Sometimes the LGBT colors also. So ulama say, all this, you've got to be careful. Out of love for them, we don't love them. Out of best education for them, we're giving them the worst education. So we don't know what's the best, we don't know what is love. What is love? We have to go back to Madinah Munawwara. What's the best? We have to go back to Madinah Munawwara. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was best he gave Sahaba? What love he gave his grandchildren and children? That is the best. What he nurtured them, how he brought them up, what he taught them, that was the best. Now my daughter got nazar maybe, she got sihar, she got jadu, she's crying uncontrollably. My son also is afraid, he runs into the bedroom. Then ask yourself, what's there? What toys did I buy for him? Got a big teddy bear in the room. The shaitan will play havoc. Now it's the avenue for him to come into the house. Then the bedroom has an ensuite. There now it's open, the door. You must close the door when you go to sleep. Make sure the door is closed. That is where shaitan breathes. That is headquarters is the toilet. That's why you should be very, very particular, my dear brothers. Very particular is that when he comes from man and insan, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us two barriers. Two barriers against shaitan. One is the clothes we wear. The clothes we wear, he cannot see our private parts. That's why his first effort, the first effort of shaitan against Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا. He knew they eat from that tree, they will lose their clothing. First effort he makes to get the clothing of insan. And especially the ladies, the women folk, make them lose their sharam and haya, immodesty. And how many of us don't even bother about it? We flaunt our children, our daughters, our wives in public view. Whether scarf or no scarf, we take them, all the boys are looking at them. And the man has no sensitivity in the heart that men are looking at mine, which belongs to me, my malice, this is my family. So that is the first effort he will make, remove the clothing from insan. So Allah Ta'ala has given us two barriers. One is the clothing, the physical clothing. Now when we go to the bathroom, we have to remove our clothing. When we're changing, we have to remove our clothing. Now when you remove the clothing, you are open target for shaitan. This is the time now he's going to attack. What do I do then? So we read our dua. Before we enter the toilet, the masnoon dua before we enter the toilet, Bismillah. First you recite, Bismillah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. You read your dua, now you remove your clothing, shaitan can't see you. You got a block, you got a parada between you and him. In the bedroom also, we're going to bed, you're removing clothing. Sunnah dua again, the sunnah dua for removing clothing is just Bismillah only. Bismillah. Put it in the room, dua for removing clothing. We can't put the Bismillah itself, because now in the bedroom different things happen there. So we can't put frames of Ayatul Kursi in the bedroom, Quran Sharif, etc. So we put there a reminder, dua for removing clothing. It was a dua, simple, Bismillah. Once you recited Bismillah, then shaitan can't look at you, then you are blocked, he can't. This is where the wasawi starts. The whispering starts from here. Whispering starts from here when you're removing the clothing. Now the little children also, mothers are changing them, she must teach the child. That, oh my son, oh my daughter, read Bismillah, read Bismillah. And then, when we have murat in the home, you've got teddy bears, stuffed toys, that have animate, that have faces, have features, dolls also, all these things are causing them to cry at night. But you want to be kind to them, and then you give the child the doll, sleep with the doll. Even worse now, what will happen to the child? You're finishing her already. By the time she's a teenager, now she got jadu problem. Who made the jadu? Mother and father. Nobody from outside. And then Hazrat says, the worst jadu. I got the big screen, and above the big screen, I got Ayatul Kursi. So what are you doing? You're creating jadu. You're the sangoma. There's nobody else. This you're putting haram there, haram music, nakedness, and you got the final sermon of the Prophet of Allah, Hajjatul Wada'. Or you got Ayatul Kursi. Now how is that going to work? Hazrat gives an example, like you're putting a steel pot in the microwave, what's going to happen? There's going to be explosion. It's already happening. Now, Quran is there, Quran stand is there, kitabs are there, and I got the big screen on. Then I've got Quran Sharif, I'm reading, I just close that one there up, and I go onto the Instagram. La ilaha illallah. There, Quran pure, Allah Ta'ala's kalam, now I'm seeing haram over here. So the jadu is in my pocket already. Now I'm seeing somebody's nazar on me. Nobody's nazar. That camera's nazar on you. It's the same Instagram nazar on you. It's falling on you. Now, parishan. And we're scrolling, trying to get to the end, and the end will be Dajjal. When he will come with his, whatever channels it may be, now we are so accustomed to likes and comments, etc. When shaitan will come with his channel, how are we going to resist it? When he comes with his spots and his pedal, or whatever it may be, how are we going to resist it? Already he's trained us to run. Run, something new came, run for it. Go and try it out. When you outlet, you have to go there. When he comes with his type of cuisine, he comes with his type of channel, and he is 5K or 4K or flicks, whatever it may be, who's going to say, I don't want to subscribe? I'm already used to it. Just press the button. My banking details are there already. I'm online. Before you know it, he knocks your door, I'm here now. Oh, you came. I saw you live. Here's Jannat for you. Come join me. Say, yes, I'm ready. Jahannam. Finish, you lost your iman. Already he has started. And we can see how it's going right now. So when it comes to changing clothing, very particular, where the mothers themselves will read the dua, fathers will read the dua, teach the children dua, the murat in the home, the surat in the home. Remove these things, you don't need it. It is haram. Yes, you will hear some technical discussions. Technical discussions, because it's pixel, so maybe it's permissible. Is that a problem? As long as you don't print it. Ulama say one is the technical discussions, that we don't go into it. We are looking at the outcome of those picture making. The outcome right now is only haram activity. The outcome will make that haram, even if it's halal also. Even if something is halal, but the end result comes out to be haram, you see, that also becomes haram. The end result of the photography and the videoing is nothing halal. Nobody got hidayat from YouTube, from videoing or photography. Nobody got hidayat. Allah Ta'ala kept avenues of hidayat. Avenues of hidayat, kunu ma'a sadiq. Be with the pious people. Walladina jahadu. Those that will strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give them hidayat. It comes after struggle. It comes after qurbani. On the cell phone, nobody gets hidayat. Sitting in the bed, and the person scrolling, and thinking, I'll get hidayat from here. Izina of the eyes. Izina of the eyes, no hidayat will come. So two jannats for the righteous and the pious. On the other hand, are those people who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to please Allah is very easy, my dear brothers. It's not difficult. To please insan is very difficult. Think about it. Whether you're working in the business of your father, you're never doing it right. Old school is old school. Don't come with the new ideas. So whether to please parents, whether to please the wife, is another whole masla of its own. Children also, no matter how much we do, never enough. So to please insan, very complex, very difficult, very delicate, very sensitive. But to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, absolutely easy. Small things you do, Allah says, I'm happy with you. Give sadaqah, Allah gives sadaqah, it cools the anger of Allah. How much sadaqah I give? I just gave 100 sadaqah. And it removes the anger of Allah. Tutfiyu ghadab al-Rabb. It cools down, extinguishes the anger of Allah. So easy. Now I bought my wife such a beautiful abaya, such a beautiful gift, and then to, is that enough? Then to not happy. And then to, I bought the wrong size. I don't know what is the right size for her. Doesn't work out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, little amal, a person says, Allah becomes so happy. Allah becomes so happy and continue doing it. Giving the sadqah also. A little bit on this night we give sadqah. If tonight is little qadr, whether we do an EFT, whether we give somebody outside, even we give 1 dirham, we give sadqah tonight, is times how many months? 1,000 months. That's how much sadqah I give. Read one subhanallah, the reward for that, times 1,000. One durood sharif, minimum reward, 10 rahmat, times 1,000 months. So tonight Allah is giving bonanza wholesale, if tonight is little qadr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Him is very simple. And to recognize Allah is just as simple. We always mention also, whether with the family, whether with the wife, whether with the children, you tell the wife, I'm sorry. So she says, yes, I forgive you, but not forgotten. Very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, forgiven and forgotten. It's deleted. So easy. Ya Allah, that easy. Just to say, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Allah says, forgiven. Allah says, hold on. Don't forgive him. Let's see what he's going to do. No. Whether he's going to take us out, whether he's going to come on time, whether he's going to rush us, like other family would say. Then you spoil the whole trip. To Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you did it broken also. Allah say, accepted, you tried. My banda tried, a little bit he gave. To the extent sadqah also, ulama explained. Allah ta'ala is so merciful and Allah is so generous. Even if you contribute to the masjid. Alright, a person gave 100 dirham to the masjid, for example. 100 dirham I buy, I don't know how many bricks. 10 bricks, 20 bricks. It doesn't mean I have a share in 20 bricks of the masjid. Allah Ta'ala puts that 100 dirham in every brick. In every brick I got a share in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala distributes like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous. Allah wants to give, we don't know the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very easy. On the other hand, are those people who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrifice their own desires for His pleasure. They compromise their joys, their pleasures, for the pleasure of their master. Those pleasures that please Him, pleases them. Those pleasures which displease Him, displeases them. and causes them to curse such joy, such happiness. In a nutshell, they are every step, at every juncture, at all times, during every moment, continue pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever way they can. And on the other occasion, and on the occasion of sinful enjoyment, recite this couplet of mine. Hazrat Hakim Sahab says that when that nafs will trouble you, and the nafs also is something napak, then to something napak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your nafs and your wealth which is tainted, your nafs also which is so dirty, ammaratum misu, commands with evil, the two most impure things in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I already purchased it, and I'm going to give you Jannah. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Where will I get a deal like this? Where I took fake goods, I sold him fake goods, but he paid the price of genuine. Subhanallah. Who will pay like that? Allah said, I'll pay you like that. You brought fake amal also, I'll give you full measure. I'll give you full measure. Like the beautiful dua our Honorable Shaykh taught us also, or the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So read this also in your dua. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلُ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that long incident, finally they came to him and they told him. And they didn't know it was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So they told him that we have brought بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ, we have brought merchandise of poor quality. Merchandise of poor quality. They needed grains. So they brought the currency was of poor quality. For the gold and silver. So we know the currency we have is of poor quality. But O Yusuf, O minister of Egypt, you are very generous. So therefore, فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ, give us a full measure. Give us a full measure, don't discount us. And top of that also, because we know your generosity. The last time when we came, right, we were so many brothers, 10 of us. One brother, so to say, has stolen the goblet of the king, so you kept him behind. But when we returned, we found that you gave us even his share. You didn't deprive us. So we've come again right now. But we brought poor quality merchandise and goods and currency. Please give us a full measure. And not only that, because we know you're so generous, but the saddaq alayna, and throw in some sadfa also. Give a little bit extra. So Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala is like that. Allah, we came with poor quality amal. Allah, you give the full measure. There's no harm to you. And Allah, under your breath, say to Allah, Allah, just throw in some sadqa also. I'm a recipient. I'm a genuine recipient for your sadqa also. Here it meant with the saddaq alayna, O Yusuf, give us a full measure of the grains. With the saddaq alayna, and you're so generous, send our brother back with us also. So our father will feel a bit comfortable. In the same way we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Hazrat says now, when a person is overcome with his carnal desires, and on the occasion of sinful enjoyment, recite this couplet of mine, more with their hearts than with their tongues. Am isi lazzatu ko qabir la'nat samajhte hai. Ke jin se Arab mera, eh dosto, naraz hota hai. Then say to yourself, when you overcome with this haram enjoyment, then say to yourself, we consider such pleasures worthy of reproach and punishment. I'm going to do this, but I'm going to get punishment for this. Say to yourself, I'm doing it, but I'm going to get punishment for this. Right? Usually what you will say, Kaini Rabba, they will do it, Allah Ghafoorur Rahim Chai. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Like some brothers now, they challenge the ulama. They say, you didn't say Bukhari Sharif. Is that Bukhari? Is that a kaf? Is a kha? You can't say Bukhari, you say Bukhari. And then you argue the masla. And you saw online the English translation. So also here we say, Kaini Rabba, just do it now. Eat day, never mind, we're all mixing, merrymaking, laughing, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, all looking at everybody, hugging and kissing, never mind, eat day. Enjoyment day now, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. No. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim liman taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim with the person liman taba, who will make tawba, wa amana, refreshen his iman, renew his iman, wa amila amalan salihan. And he do good deeds. Then Allah says, I'll forgive him. Not that he's still doing the wrong thing. And then you want me to forgive you. It's a raw deal. Allah, I'll do the wrong thing, you do the right thing. No. I do the right thing, Allah will do the right thing also. So say to yourself, when you enjoy the sinful and poisonous enjoyment of haram, that we consider such pleasures worthy of reproach and punishment. Oh friends, by which my Allah becomes displeased, I will not do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants two jannats to such people. The way a person has a concern for his islah, that I want to reform myself, reform my heart. I want to become pious. In small steps I will come forward. in small steps I will come forward. And the easiest way, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given in Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. You want iman, you want taqwa, kunu ma sadiqin. Go and stay in good company. Go and stay in good company. One youngster came to me and he says, he's studying deen also. Good, pure environment. This is because of company. The company is vaping, so then I just join them also. What company does to a person? Just company. A good person can be taken off his feet also. Now they all are doing it, you also try it. Okay, not so serious, I'll just try it also. The company has an effect. Therefore we find that when we sit with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers are supposed to come inside a little bit. If there's place, inshallah. Just make some place here to the left and to the right. Some brothers are sitting outside the doors. A little bit of harkat, inshallah. A little bit of movement. We don't wish to prolong the program, inshallah. Brothers can just make some istighfar and tawbah. We got a bit of overload. So the air cons will go off and on. Because we came over with our own overload of gunas and sins also. Allah Ta'ala make it cool for us too, inshallah. Gee, what do you say now? Two jannats. So Allah Ta'ala will grant a person two jannats. The person will give up guna and sin. Slowly, slowly he changes. Easiest way is to find good company. Good pious company. Kunu ma'a sadiqin. Find good pious company. When we go in the path of Allah, we go in Jamaat, good company there, we're doing Gush, Alhamdulillah, we're doing Ta'aleem, good company. What Allah will give, and the good company also, Subhanallah. Once when Jamaat had come from Qatar, and very wealthy businessmen. So we were doing Gush in Sanford. The certain brother, Arab brother, we're doing Gush with him also, and he had an international company, Fire equipment. So as we were doing Gush, so one of the local brothers came with a fax that time. Came with a fax, our brother Ahmadi Ramri, he came with a fax. And he said, Sheikh, your partner sent a fax, you need to read it and you need to sign it urgently. So he read the fax and he broke out crying. I said, Sheikh, what happened? He said, look at this. This is a deal for $21 million. $21 million. I'm walking in the path of Allah, pleasing Allah. Allah is throwing dunya at my feet. So he signed there and he wrote a note. So I said, what you wrote there? He said, I wrote there to my partner that right now I'm walking in the path of Allah. This entire deal, you can take it. Because this deal can't buy what I'm doing right now. This deal can't buy. I had to leave that to get this. And then to Allah, Allah is throwing it at me. I don't need it. You can take it. I'm moving in the path of Allah. This little bit of obedience of Allah, Allah threw dunya like this. And he got pleasure in kicking it back. Like you mentioned, that one brother we met now recently in Afghanistan also, and we were speaking to him. So we asked him, what do you receive, the spoils of war, the booty? So very cute brother also. He said, no, I can't tell you. He said, tell us what you got. He said, no, I can't tell you. He said, come tell us, man. He's looking around like nobody is listening. He said, I got, if I remember clearly, brothers can correct me later, inshallah. He said, I received two Land Cruisers, fully armored, bulletproof. Two Land Cruisers and one Humvee. He said, Subhanallah. So I asked him, where is it? Uski zarurat nahi thi, wapas kar diya. I had no need for it, I gave it back to Baitul Mal. Give it back to the government. No need for it. And living in a tent. Living in a tent, Subhanallah. Man is a happy man. Happy man. He got two tents. Two wives and 16 children. He said, Alhamdulillah. I'm building one house here slowly, slowly, but I'm enjoying life. The cars and all, I gave it away. Gave it away and he's having fun. We will get it and we say, hey, this is a guzzler. You got a problem, how to fill this petrol? I'll carry a Bowser with me. He gave it away and he's happy. Been to 21 countries, he said, I got no passport right now. When I get my passport, I'll go for Umrah, inshallah. Was a happy man. With no dunya in his life. Simple person. Allah Ta'ala will give us jannati life like that. Staying in a tent, you think you're in Jannat. And then to Hazrat says also, the whole year we're working hard, renovate the house, do it up, whatever it is, by December we told the contractor it must be finished by December. December the whole house is done, finished, we moved in, Alhamdulillah, kitchen is done, bathroom, ensuite, everything is done. Wife says, Jazakallah, Alhamdulillah, house is done, let's go for holiday. Inna billah.
What do you build a house for? Now you're going to go for holiday. Where are you going to go? We're going to stay in the bush. We're going to stay in one tent and we're going to pay for it too. Toilet is outside there. And here at home now, a little bit dirty, can't use the bathroom, can't use the toilet. They allow you to go in the bush. He says, where your aqal is gone? When it came to dunya, your aqal works. When it comes to deen, aqal doesn't work. Brain doesn't work. See, what has happened to insan? So much of Western influence. So much of Western influence that made the thinking sick or so, diseased. And I don't even know I'm sick. As the Shaykh Rahmah, he explains, he says, that how sad that the ummah has gone so far when they regard the poison to be medication. And the medication to be poison. When you said the right things, photography, the Maulana is too heavy. Video calls haram, Maulana too heavy. So when you regard now the medication as poison. And the poison to do it as medication, this is good. But this is not the right thing. So the whole system has gone upside down. The brain has become, is rewired. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants two jannahs to such a person. This would be one a jannati life. Ya Allah, smooth sailing. Problems will happen. That will happen. It's like a burst pipe. Electricity will go down, everything. But the heart is it binan. Allah does it. Current is from Allah. The water is from Allah. Conditions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all that turmoil. A person still got it binan. He's still smiling. No problem. Alhamdulillah. These things will happen. Like one alim also. So the murid told him, Hazrat, come renovate the house, do something for you. He says, Are Marana, you should be renovating my qabr for me, not my dunya. Worry about my qabr. So that murid said, Hazrat, we look after your house here in dunya, you look after our qabr also. So let's make a deal. So Allah will give a jannati life in this world. Jannatun fi dunya bil huduri ma'al mawla. Allah will give you jannat in this worldly life by witnessing the presence of Allah. You'll feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. The creator of beauty, the creator of pleasure, the creator of all the delicacies. Now we're eating delicacies but no enjoyment. We got the best food on the table as I mentioned now. But the fight is on. There's no taste in the food. Oh, I'm eating the food but my son now is not well. He's sick. Oh, he's cool. They for me come for a meeting tomorrow. Ya Allah. Same thing happened to me in school, I got 6 of the best. Now same thing happened to my son also. Legacy is carrying on. Now what you did in school now? So I did, I'm innocent. I told my father the same thing. But I know what I was doing. Now the whole supper is gone. Sitting in Jahannam here also, no sukoon, no peace of mind, getting my life right, my son is gone off the track. Then my daughter got involved somewhere else. Allah Ta'ala save us. But there's no sukoon, no itminan. So Allah Ta'ala will give you a life where you'll be witnessing the presence of Allah, the creator of beauty, the creator of sukoon. Hazrat says when you go home and you see your wife, when you see your wife because for the day you protected your eyes, I didn't look at haram things. Now I could have looked at 10 women, haram women, but I didn't look. Now when I go home, the amount, Hazrat says to, the amount of woman Allah will give you. Oh, 10 women I didn't look, I'm ready to go home now. Now the cannons are loaded. Now I'm going home, she better take cover now. Hazrat says now, enjoy yourself, halal. Allah has given you. When she sees you also, she'll be so happy. Now I go home, already my face is black. As soon as I enter, now she say, Ya Allah. I better have just sat in the masjid, went for gush with his brothers. I had to come home, I shall come home later and have supper alone. Just entered the house already. This son and this daughter and this wasn't working. That was, Ya Allah, just give me a break. I just came from work right now. But Alhamdulillah, I looked after my eyes, after my heart, I got my salah, simple things. Now I'm in home, say, I've been waiting for you. MashaAllah, the house is smelling nice. She's dressed nicely also. And then Hazrat said, even she's gone old also now. Had 5 children, 6 children. Then to make her happy, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, that even the old wife of yours at home now, that the figure is no more like before. When you married her, then she was nice and slim and trim and everything else. Now she gave birth to the children, etc. Now her figure is no more like that. Then to make her happy, Allah will make you happy. Then to Zakiza will say, go and tell her, Wah, Mary Guria, Mary Sakal ki Puria. Then, oh my Guria, oh my doll, my sugar bag, my sack of sugar. Make her happy. Allah will make you happy. And Hazrat tells us also, even if you're 70, 80 years old, what strength Allah will give you, what enjoyment you will have behind closed doors, even 16-year-olds involved in zina of the eyes won't enjoy that. Even he won't enjoy it. How would he enjoy the wife? What enjoyment? And then to be up together for tahajjud namaz. This is our tahajjud. Then fajr namaz. Oh, what a morning. What a day I had. Subhanallah. Jannati life already. Jinn, instead of sitting on the cell phone and doing haram things and talking to this one, and next day, now, so tired, wasted my entire night. Ya Allah, now why am I doing this thing? Now you're cursing yourself also. How do I get out of this thing? That is why, kunu ma'a sadiqin. Go and stay with somebody who can hold my hand and show me the right path. Come. Me chaltahu tum bi chalo. I am going towards Allah, you to come join me. Let's move together. Why running away? Let's move together and see how beautiful the journey would be. So the enjoyment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. If I'm not married, now Hazrat says to many a young boy, he comes to ulama, Marana, I'm looking now, I want to get married. Alright, but I got some criteria, some preconditions. Gee, what you want? See, the girl must be lambi lambi, patri patri, and manjari manjari. Brothers understand. She must be tall, she must be slim and trim, and green eyes. So Hazrat says, you're looking for a model that will model into your wife, into your life, and model out of your life. She take everything and she's gone. So I gave her a diamond ring, I gave her a bracelet, I gave her janho, and all that went also. And my heart also went. So look for a housewife. How Allah will give you also. Then, so Hazrat was telling us also, many youngsters say, Hazrat, I want a nice, pretty girl, she must be fair, must be like this, must be like that. Hazrat says, bhai, you go look in the mirror first a little bit. What do you got to offer? You think you're Mr. Universe? Look at how you're out of shape. Where are you going to get a girl? Be realistic. Be realistic now. Now you're looking for things like that. You'll never get married after that. Then you'll think now something wrong with the girls. But you're not looking in the mirror yourself. So you also look something for real that now will suit you also. Then Allah Ta'ala will give you something. Don't look, ask something impossible. So ask something which is realistic also. Then Allah Ta'ala will give you like that. Protect your chastity, protect your eyes, protect the heart. Then Allah Ta'ala will give you a wife like that also. So we tell the youngsters, now if you know, dress up in such a different manner, different way, and with hair that we don't know which way is going, then you get a wife like that also. Then the wife too is there, you like that, what kind of a couple is it? What kind of children will come out now? What kind of hair they're going to have? What kind of clothing they're going to wear? Which direction they're going to go? Put ourselves right, little bit, small steps, put things right. See how Allah Ta'ala will give us wives like that. That will become genuine wives. That will love us, that will take care of us. Now most of the wives, because we are like that, the wife will say, you know, we're madly in love and they're making all the videos and we're walking hand in hand into the sunset or the beach, etc., etc. And after all of that, what she says, I want me time. Okay, me time now. I mean, I don't want you nearby. Go far away. What kind of muhabbat is that? Fake love. What is muhabbat? We together. We salah together. We do Quran tilawat. I'm in the masjid, she's at home, alhamdulillah. We got communication is open because I took care of myself. What I invest now in my youth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the fruits when the time is right. I'll just conclude with this inshallah. So one jannat is granted to them in this very world, for their hearts are at all times kept intoxicated by the pleasure inherent in His closeness, Allah's closest presence. When I enter the house, I see the beauty of Allah in my wife. How beautifully our Shaykh explains also. You got a small daughter, 2 years old, 3 years old, granddaughter. He said, when you go home, you see her, all your worries just fly away. How she comes with a sweet smile, she calls your name, jumps in your lap, and she holds you and kisses you, she holds you so tight. And then having children also, youngsters now don't have children. They say, have children when you're young. Have children when you're young is an excuse to act like a child also. When you act like a child, you forget you're an adult. Now they put you all fours, they make you one bull also, sit upon you, you making sounds. Then you realize, I'm acting like a child. And I forgot all my worries. What the ni'mat of Allah. This is jannati life. This is jannati life. Now the couples don't only have children. What do? We buy one cat. We buy one cat. And now, many couples say, now he bought a cat, he came home so excited. What do you bought? I bought a cat. And in the night time, now he puts the cat between he and his wife, let's see ball together. But his wife is sitting there, the cat in the center. She says, now where I must sit now? He said, no, leave the cat over here. He said, what kind of muhabbat is this now? I want to sit next to you. He said, no, I like to stroke the cat, you sit that side. He said, now what kind of life? This is now some other type of life this is, a jannati life. So Hazrat says also that small child, The small 2-year-old, 3-year-old, how cute, how she comes, the rosy cheeks, the soft lips. Ya Allah. Look at this walkie-talkie doll. Today, as I say, we see a robot walking, or the phone is talking to us, or the car is talking. Oh, look at technology. The highest form of technology is your own daughter at home. Your little son, and look at that technology. Where's the battery? Where's the power bank for him? Nothing. But look at him, how he's moving. He's on this sofa, he's on the ceiling, and then he's holding the light, and what? Subhanallah. Only 2 years old, and see how he's moving. And go in the kitchen, mashallah, upside down, what a thing he's doing. Where is Allah's qudrat in him? You see Allah in him. How he's speaking, how he imitates you also. And then subhanallah, this says, look at the 2-year-old child, when the mother is pious, father is pious. Mother put on his burqa, he got his topi. And he's standing next to his mother. And how Allah loves that scene. He's holding his hands like a lady too. And he's making subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Don't know what he's saying, but he's making that sound. How Allah loves that. How Allah loves that. You sing Allah in him. Ya Allah, look at the small child. Then how he just goes 1 minute from ruku into sajda, sing between his feet. Allah loves that also. Then after namaz, he put his hand up like that. He's making dua. He's making tasbih of Fatimi. Doesn't know what he's doing. He says, look at Allah's qudrat. This is jannati life. Well, you forgot all the worries in the world. So as you come home, then it's only complaints, and the house is on fire. This is jannati life where I see Allah Ta'ala's beauty in my children. I see Allah's beauty in my wife also. I see Allah's beauty, Allah's qudrat in the food I'm eating. The food so well prepared. And don't praise the food, they say praise the cook. Praise the cook, very well prepared. Jazakallah khairan. Now the illness is we're only praising the food. Praising the food is a disease. Talking about food is a disease. Uploading food on the internet is a disease. We don't live to eat. Yes, this is jannati kaam. Jannati work is to eat because in jannat will eat only. This will be pleasurable. Here we eat according to zarurat. Now the ummah has come to such a level now, we're only praising food and food and food. It's an illness. Illness of the heart, illness of the stomach. That's why mashayikh says, stop praising food, we praise the cook. Very well prepared, jazakallah khair. But who put the taste? Allah. Allah put the taste. If Allah was to take out the taste, Hazrat says, the person sitting in hospital and they bring biryani for him. The whole ward is smelling. The whole ward is smelling to the extent Hazrat says, even the banya will become Muslim also. He says, hey, mutton or beef? He says, hey, don't tell anybody I ate also. But they can't eat beef. And then you got bad way there also, eggs too. He said, that too, eat it. He said, what a pot of food. And now you're giving the sick person to eat. He says, hey, it doesn't taste right. Nothing wrong with the food. Is your taste buds? Is your taste buds something wrong with it? So our iman buds also is gone off. What's supposed to be taste, what's supposed to be palatable, enjoyable, that we don't like. Allah Ta'ala save us, we find on the day of Jumu'ah, my dear brothers. The bayan is on, but they're sitting outside with the cell phone. Doesn't sound nice to me. I'll just come for the namaz only. And after the namaz, running out. No time to make dua, sit down, did my sunnah, so tasbih, fatimi. Because the taste buds of iman is gone off. I'm finding that pleasurable, enjoyable. I can't go inside. And then Hazrat says even worse. Even worse, now when the heart gets so dark, then Allah Ta'ala gives the command, go and stay with the pious people. Those that have true iman. But because I have vices in my life, so that will prevent me also from going near. Many persons say, no, I saw the Marana there, but I didn't want to go make malaqat, I saw him. I made salam from far. They call istilam of Hajri Aswad. From far we make istilam. I saw him. But I didn't make malaqat. Then the wife will ask, why you didn't go make salam? Mother will ask, why do you make salam? I saw him, he saw me, he made salam. Why didn't go shake his hand? Sunnah to shake the hand. No, no, I'm afraid if I shake his hand, he'll scan me. He'll do x-ray. He'll do x-ray and then he'll see all I'm doing. But nobody's alimul ghaib. Nobody knows what's in the heart of people. Allah knows, Allah will conceal. Allah knows, Allah will conceal. One mulaqat, hand in hand, Allah will take raham, Allah will forgive all sins. Two hands meet together for the pleasure of Allah. Gunas are maaf. For long kar guzari, we cut it short. One very modern person also in the 70s, he says, I went to the khanka of the Shaykh Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. I had this one small beard, my big bell-bottom pants. That was the fashion that time in the 70s. He says, I went as a Shaykh. Zakariya Sahab is the author of Fazail Amal. The 40 duru that we recite, 40 salat and salam, he's a compiler of it. Fazail Hajj, Virtues of Hajj, he wrote that kitab also. Buried in Jannatul Baqi. So he says, I went to meet him. I was a young man studying that time, engineering in Lahore. I was modern also. So I went to the Khanqah somehow, reached there, one of the local ulama. So I went to meet him. But he said, I didn't want to go first of all. So that alim, so he said, no, let's go make salam. He said, no, I'm comfortable there, I don't want to go front. He said, this is go make salam only. So he said, he pulled my hand and he took me. He says, now already I was gabrified. Gabrahat and terrified. He was gabrified already. So terrified, ya Allah, pick his hand, he's going to scan me. He's going to see through me, then I got a problem. He said, I just shook his hand, he gave me a smile, and he touched my face. He just touched my face, as if to tell me, keep your beard. He said, Mufti Sahib, from that day till now, I never took out my beard. I don't know what he did to me, but I never took out my beard again. I kept it for life. So just that one touch sometime, with a pious person, but the nafs and shaitan will keep us far, don't go near. But Quran is saying, go near, go and sit there. And how long you must sit there? خَالِيْتُهُمْ حَتَّى لِتَكُونُ مِثْلَهُمْ Just stay with them for so long until you become like them. So like this, we'll enter home already. It'll be like a jannati life. And our food also, we see Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Ya Allah, what food you gave me, the taste in the food. And I'm satiated, the water, the tea, the biscuits, all the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be having a jannati life. Today we find also that wholesome food that our mothers make at home with zikr, Quran tilawat, du'as for us. We come home, the child say, oh, I don't eat this. Order out. Who made the food from out? Some tumbi made it. Her food is most tasty than my mother's food. Inna lillah. These buds are gone off. My mother's food that is full of love, muhabbat, zikr, concern, du'a, that I don't want to eat. But that now domestic, they made the food over there, very tasty. Bu'awat, very nice. So it shows the iman is gone so off right now. The qibla of the heart has changed. Therefore we have to go and sit with those with sound temperament to understand again really what the direction of my life. Then Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the Layla, of the Laylas. Now there was a couple of before, Majnun and Layla. Layla, Majnun. Layla, Majnun was the man. Majnun means madman. And Layla actually means night time. So Layla was Layla also. She was of that complexion. She was of that complexion. Majnun was very fair. He was snow white. And she was midnight. But he fell in love with her. He felt his heart was gone towards her. So Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of all the Laylas of the world. All the beauties of the universe belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What then is the reality of the earthly Layla upon whom Majnun lost his senses. He lost his senses completely over her, by whom he was driven mad compared to the creator of Layla of the entire universe. What's the beauty of Allah then? For one small makhluka, that young boy gives his heart, I'm mad over her. She's just one small creation that blocks his eyes from the creator. You take the speck of sand or dust, put it near your eye, you can't see the mountain. Snow-capped mountain, what a scenery. But I can't see anything. There's something in my eye. The same way you put all these makhluk and creations before the eyes, we can't see the beauty. We can't see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majnun was so mad. He was so mad over Layla. Father could not understand, what do you see in her? What do you see? You are such a handsome young man. She has nothing to her. But he was mad. Whatever he was experiencing, father packed his bags, I'm taking you for Hajj. Make tawbah, we're taking to Baytullah. Then too, he was so mad over her. Then it's mentioned that he went to Baytullah, to Kaaba Sharif, he's making dua. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, father got very happy. He's making tawbah now. Ya Allah, I make tawbah from all the sins besides the love of Layla. I still love her. Father said, oh, wasted my time with you. So much love for her. So to get that love for the creator of Layla. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a fountainhead, the source of attractiveness and beauty. It is by an iota, a meager endowment of His, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the sun and the moon have been allotted light and radiance. Allah ta'ala gave it the light and the radiance. And thus, he who has within his heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, connection, beauty, discovers within himself the joys of all the Laylas of the world. Looked after his heart, all the women of the world, the most universes of the world, Allah put in his one wife. My wife is everything to me. And more than that, Mu'ana, Fazlur Rahman Ganj Murad Abadi Rahmatullah Alayh, he was a lover of Quran Sharif. He loved Quran Tilawat. Nothing could distract him from Quran Sharif. He used to make dua, Ya Allah, in the qabr, give me a chance to read Quran Sharif also. So somebody was sitting with him, Hazrat, in Jannat, what do you want to do? He said, they told the Quran Sharif. I just want to talk to Allah and nothing else. Hazrat, in all the pleasures of Jannah, so he mentioned, he says, Suno Meri Baat. He said, even if the Hoor comes and sit in my lap also. That Hoor comes and sit in my lap, I tell her, oh, Ben, Suno, Chitara. Agar Quran Sunna ho to beto, or na hajja. I will tell her, if you listen to Quran Sharif, you can sit here. Otherwise, you can move it up. I got no time for you. So Mawlana said, I gave this bayan. After the bayan, I met one youngster. Youngster came, he said, Mawlana, I'm making dua. Allah Ta'ala makes my jannat next to Mawlana's jannat. So when he dispatches them, I'll just take them in. I got enough space in my jannat. You can carry on his Quran tilawat. One friend of Allah left the masjid. They say, as the time was closer to the time of Nubuwat, even the air atmosphere is pure and clean. You could see things of the unseen sometime, hear things from the unseen. Now even the airwaves are polluted with all the haram movies in the air. The time was pure. This is when Allah Wala left the masjid. And he looked up and he saw one door of the heaven opening. He said, Subhanallah. And as he looked, the one hur just popped out. Never saw beauty like that in his life. How the young boy just got captured all of a sudden. Oh, look at this girl. Such a beautiful girl. And he was running behind her. So she asked him, what do you want? He said, your beauty has captured me. I need you, I want you, I want to marry you. So she chased him away. He's still following her. As she entered the home, she told him that my sister is coming, she's more beautiful than me. Oh, where is she? She gave you one slap. One slap. You said my beauty, I told you my sister, you didn't see her, you will better run behind her. So this is not genuine love. So this Buzruk saw that Hur of Jannat, his heart was taken. So she gave him a smile. And she asked him, you want me? He said, wow. He said, yes, definitely. How much you will pay for me? How much you will pay for me? It just came on his tongue. He said, 14,000 khatams of Quran. She said, done. He went back in the masjid. And he was in a frenzy already. He was in a frenzy. Or like how the youngster also, when he's now, his engagement is done with the girl, how many times he drive up or down the street? Father said, the petrol bill is double. What happened? Where are you going? He said, no, I just, with the friends. But he's waiting to get a peek at her. Just see her somewhere at least. Just to soothe his heart. Haram, he can't do that. But that's how love is now. So he sat in the masjid and he finished 14,000 khatams. For how long it took him, it took him. Finally, when he finished the last khatam, he just finished it and he looked up and he gave a big smile. Acha, agai. So, oh, you came away. He just smiled, he lay down at his kalima and he was gone. He made the deal of life. He got his hur. So the happiness of both the words Allah Ta'ala will give. These men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not degenerate into madmen. For the zat of Allah, the being of Allah at all times provides them with solace, with firmness. Whereas poor Majnun was mad over Layla, became demented because she, whom he gave his heart to, was without solace, without permanence. She will die one day. She will die one day. The wife will go one day, the husband will go one day, parents will go. Allah is Hayyun Qayyum. Allah will never leave. Allah will never leave us also. Since she could not support herself, she was human, how was it possible for her to support Majnun? She's not going to be here forever, she'll have to live. Then finally, Hazrat says in a poetry form, the poor Qais is a person's name, the poor Qais was oblivious to the secrets of love. He was oblivious to the secrets of love. Otherwise, he would have realized on his part, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no steed, there's no saddle. Meaning the love of Allah, you don't need a conveyance. But to go to your wife, you need a conveyance. To go to your beautiful Layla, you'll have to take some vehicle. Allah says, to come to me, you don't need any vehicle. All you're going to do is put your head down, lift your hands, and without a vehicle, you'll be flying already. You'll already get to me. Whereas for insan to get to that avenue, I have to organize something, whether Uber, whether Bolt, whether some conveyance. But to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you don't need the conveyance. Majnun was unaware of the secrets of love. He was traveling on his camel to meet Layla. The Ahlullah, the friends of Allah, are independent of camels. They are not even in need of their feet, for they are they are at all times flying with the wings of the heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us hearts like that. Allah ta'ala give us hearts like that. And that person who will take care of his chastity, his mind, his taqwa, Allah ta'ala will give him a jannati life. Allah will give him a jannati life, and they hope to speak about jannat itself, which will be the height of pleasure. And then Hazrat says, when you go to jannat, subhanallah, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, faja'alnahunna abkara, urubana taraba. Allah says, when you'll meet the women of Jannah, subhanallah, Allah ta'ala will keep them as virgins every time you have intercourse with them. Like it's the first time. And then Allah ta'ala will make them all of same age, fully bosomed. They'll be fully bosomed. And Allah ta'ala, He will tutor them in the art of love making. You just have to relax. How they will make love, as subhanallah, Hazrat says over here also, which you say here or not, but our Shaykh says it. He says, how will they stick their tongue in your mouth? Ya Allah, what is this? Sweetness that will flow through your lungs, go through your arteries. Ya Allah, what is this? Just look after your chastity this well. What do you enjoy over there? When you tempted, Hazrat says, take your own name and say, oh Yusuf, little bit sabr, Jannat is 2 minutes away. Jannat is 2 minutes. Just now you'll be there. Don't fall into sin. Don't blacken your face. Just now you'll be there. Don't slip up. Just slip up breaks on your taqwa. But take your name. And like Hazrat says now, there's somebody who he told, say Abdul Hamid, you are the worst person in the world. On muraqabah. Abdul Hamid, you're the worst person in the world. Worse than the kafir also. Worse than the animals right now. Because the kafir, you don't know, he might die with iman. You might not die with iman. And for the animals, even the khinzir and pig is better than you, Abdul Hamid. Because there's no hisab kitab. One person came to Hazrat after a few months, Hazrat, the muraqabah you give is working wonders. Every night I say, Abdul Hamid, you are the worst person in the world. He says, oh Baba, take your own name, not my name. Anyway, it's working, Alhamdulillah. It's working for you, Alhamdulillah. One father told us also, he was telling his sons, that you must say to yourself, that and take your name. That Ahmad, you are like this. So the son told him, I said in the morning, that Ahmad, you are like that. He said, no, you must take your name. Don't take my name. Allah Ta'ala give us Sufi. Now we'll take the name of Allah, inshallah. Make our zikr and dua, inshallah. The zikr we are making, my dear brothers, is not for entertainment's sake. It's for us to get the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala Zim in our heart. We have to learn how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also we have to learn from the friends of Allah how to take the name of Allah with love. Not just a dry way we say Allah. But how to take the name of Allah, the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala's name comes in the heart. It is the command of Allah. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ that take the ism, the name of Allah. What is the name of your Rabb? The name of your Rabb is Allah. How to take the name of Allah? That Allah falls in love with us, we fall in love with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That example you always give, that a person's sister is Fatih, mother's name is Fatima, and how he says Fatu, Fatih, Fatli, different qirats. But once he's engaged to Fatima, then the flavor is different. When you go to Qari Sahib, say Qari Sahib, I'm engaged to Fatima. And Fatima now is a ta or a ta. Just teach me how to, the makhraj, how to say her name correctly, is Fatima. And how you must make waqf at the end also. So now he masters the way of saying her name. And how he spells her name now is double A or one A, T H or T I. At the end is H or no H. How to know the, correctly how to spell her name also. How to write my Allah's name on my heart. How to take my Allah's name with muhabbat. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, you must love me. Come into my heart, come into my eyes, come into my life. Take over my mind, my brain, my limbs. Ya Allah, you gave it to me. You take control of it now. You steer me in the right direction. Like this, we take the name of Allah. That Ya Allah, we love you. And say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you're making dua, say it 100 times also. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I love you. Till the pain comes in the heart of the love of Allah. Ya Allah, you please love me. Please love me. Like how the child, the mother says to the child, I'm angry with you now. I'm not talking to you. The child will be happy, won't be happy. Child will come this way, come that way, also make the mother laugh, and then he'll bring water for the mother, then he press her feet for her. Mommy, don't be angry with me, don't be angry with me, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Don't tell daddy about you, please don't tell him, please. What I didn't do, I'll do it now, and I'll do this for you, and I'll do that for you, I won't jump here, I won't, all that he'll say. And now the mother says, hey, finally, he just melts the heart, she just grabs him, just kisses him. Or I won't tell daddy about you. Just forget about it. Oh, now he is happy now. Now he is happy. He started his masti again. Insan is like that. front of Allah we just say, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, I won't do it again. Ya Allah, I did this and I did that. Ya Allah, I won't do it again. One Allah wala. In his own frame of mind also, in his madness of Allah's muhabbat, I went into an ecstasy. Into an ecstasy and he's sitting quietly in the masjid one corner. And he looks up in the sky. And he says to Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, where you stay? Send me your address. I'll come visit you. Ya Allah, I'll come and visit you. Ya Allah, I'll feed you. Ya Allah, I'll press your head, I'll press your feet. Ya Allah, I'll make your khidmat. Because it's all frenzy now. Right out of his mind. But he's displaying his love to Allah. Ya Allah, if I could, I'll come and visit you. I'll come make your karam for you. I'll clean the house for you. Like a person goes to Rawza Mubarak to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, I've come here. If only I could, Ya Rasulullah, I would have come tonight. I would have pressed your feet for you. I would have put oil on your hair. I would surma for you. I would have hugged you. I would have kissed you. I would have made muhabbat with you. Zahaba was so fortunate, Ya Rasulullah. They could be with you. They saw your beautiful face. Ask Allah to give us His muhabbat to come in our lives, into our heart. Like this will make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The translation of Kalima Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will say Aashiqana Tarjuma. The translation of lovers of Kalima, La ilaha illallah, Ya Allah, Hamara koi nahi. Koi sahara nahi. La ilaha, Ya Allah, there's no one for me. There's no support of life. There's no one there. Everybody is dead, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it's only me and you. It's only me and you. A little child standing in front of his father, put his head down. Ya Allah, I'm the little child. You are not my Abba, you're my Rabba. Ya Allah, I belong to you. I'm the small boy, Ya Allah, standing before you with all my masti and all my sins, Ya Allah. There's no support for me. Nobody's going to carry me, Ya Allah. It's only you. Ya Allah, your one nazar and your one glance of shafaqat and muhabbat and love, Ya Allah, throw it at me. Throw it at me into my heart and remove all the filth and the dirt. Let the spear of your muhabbat and love penetrate deep, deep, deep into my heart, O my Allah. Then clean out everything and never come out again that I live in your muhabbat and your love and I die in your muhabbat and love. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you take the name of Allah, then you picture there's a tongue in my heart, tongue in my mouth. Every strand of hair becomes a honeycomb that is shouting out the name of Allah. The carpet is saying Allah, the walls are saying Allah, the lights are saying Allah, the echoes are saying Allah. They're giving They're giving cool air by the command of Allah. The light is giving light by the command of Allah. The carpet is giving comfort by the command of Allah. Allah is in complete control. Every single thing is saying Allah. The walls are standing up. The pillars are standing up by the command of Allah. The ceiling, the roof is saying Allah. Every street is taking the name of Allah. The entire universe is taking the name of Allah. As I'm taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. We can picture tonight, Laylatul Qadr night, even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is coming down with the command of Allah, bi-idhni rabbihim, by the command of Allah is coming down tonight. All the malaika, Allah's name is prevails entire earth. Even Ya Allah, we make intention the entire earth make the zikr of Allah. Even the land of Gaza, O my Allah, is vibrating with your beautiful name, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Put it in the hearts of those people, give them solace in all the turbulence, O Allah. By us sitting here, we make a need for entire humanity, hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant hidayat, grant your muhabbat and love. Turn the hearts of the people and the barakah of your name, O my Allah. Conquer all the evil forces in the world. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. And the name of Allah is the most powerful name in the entire universe. It's more powerful, more greater, more superior, more supreme than my evil habits also. Ya Allah, nothing is greater than your name. The barakah of your name, Ya Allah, conquer all my bad habits, O my Allah. Break it completely. Tear out of my system, O my Allah. Let your name come into my arteries, into my heart, into my limbs. Allah's name is most powerful. Present our weaknesses to Allah, our bad habits to Allah. Ya Allah, break it completely. Get out of our life, shaitan and nafs. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله وعلى نيته وسره اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك يا أرحم الراحمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا بديع السماوات والأرض ويا قيام السماوات والأرض ويا نور السماوات والأرض له مقاليد السماوات والأرض ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض ألا إن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض أدى له الحكم تبارك الله رب العالمين أو كريم رحيم الله most kind Allah most forgiving Allah
Allahumma innaka afoon, Allahumma innaka afoon, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, tuhibbul afwa, tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem, oh Allah, you are forgiveness, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, oh kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you know what it is to love someone, oh my Allah, to love something. Ya Allah, you love our gunas to forgive them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the beggars have come tonight, oh my Allah. The international registered beggars in your court, oh kareem, rahim Allah. We have come to the most powerful one, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all the might belongs to you. The qudrat belongs to you. Power belongs to you. Oh my Allah, sovereignty belongs to you. Majesty belongs to you. Ya Allah, we are the broken ones of the ummah, oh my Allah. With broken toba, oh my Allah. With broken hearts, oh my Allah. With broken taqwa, oh my Allah. With broken iman, oh my Allah. How many hearts we broken already, oh kareem, rahim Allah. We broken the hearts of our mothers and our parents, oh my Allah. The hearts of our wives and children, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our double lives, our double standards, oh my Allah. Then to you know, oh Allah, the darknesses of the night, what we do. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, then to dark people like us, you brought us into your nurani home, oh my Allah. How kind are you not, oh my Allah. So kind, Kareem Rahim Allah, Afoon Allah, Tuhibbul Afwa. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, give us to feed with our dirty tongues, oh my Allah, to take your beautiful name, oh my Allah. How many kuffar in the world, millions and billions, oh my Allah. You haven't given tawfiq to take your name one time. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, given us tawfiq to make a dhikr, to take a beautiful name. Ya Allah, make our hearts beautiful, oh my Allah. Make our akhlaq beautiful, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make our amal beautiful, oh my Allah. Make our iman beautiful, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of beauty, most beautiful, oh my Allah. We are the dirty ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi ghafoor, we are ummati marhuma. Ya Allah, you are the Rabb that is most ghafoor. We are the ummati upon whom is your mercy, O my Allah. As long as the ummah makes istighfar, you will not destroy us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we make tawbah tonight, O my Allah. We make tawbah tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, even if we don't want to forgive, then to forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no, Ya Allah, reservation. Ya Allah, there is no restriction from your side tonight, O my Allah. The month of Ramadan is passing by. Ya Allah, we don't know whether we will see the next Ramadan, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight on the 25th night of the month of Ramadan, the barakat of Sira Sadqa, as well to fail, Ya Allah, the barakat of the masum children keeping Rosa, oh my Allah. And you accept their Rosa, oh my Allah. To the Qurbani of the children of Gaza, oh my Allah. And the cries of their mothers, oh my Allah. The children have been ripped from their breasts and their bosoms, oh my Allah. They lift their hands and cry to you. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we cry to you tonight. With fake tears, crocodile tears. Even the child takes a crocodile tears, oh my Allah. It melts our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even have the tears, oh my Allah. Except the tears of our mothers, except the tears of our sisters, except the tears of our wives, oh my Allah, the widows, oh my Allah, the yatims, oh my Allah, except their tears, oh my Allah, in our haq, oh my Allah, Allah, and destroy all our sins, oh my Allah, like dynamite you put to them, oh my Allah, like we never did it in our lives, remove the remembrance, remember the, Ya Allah, the memories, remove it completely, oh my Allah, the riba from our lives, oh my Allah, remove it, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, save us from all these types of finances, Ya Allah, because debt free, oh my Allah. Make our businesses cash, oh my Allah. Make our amal cash, oh my Allah. That we give our hearts to you. We become yours, Allahumma kullana. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Oh my Allah, make us yours, oh my Allah. Become ours, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the amal. We don't have the words. We don't have the bodies. We don't have the dhikr. Ya Allah, we've got nothing to present to you. Ya Allah, you need nothing from us, oh my Allah. You give Khalid ibn Walid hidayatuh. He had blood on his hands of Sahaba of Badr of Uhud, oh my Allah. He mugged so many Sahaba, oh my Allah, then to him, made him radiyallahu an, and you were pleased with him, and he was pleased with you, oh my Allah. You gave him hidayat. Even he was welcome to Madina Munawwara. Oh my Allah, we've come to your home, you brought us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Wahshi, who paid the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to kill the uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, you made him radiallahu anhu. Ya Allah, you welcomed him also, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, he became a sahabi, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we haven't come with blood on our hands. Ya Allah, we've come with gunas, oh my Allah, because we are weak. Ya Allah, we don't have the taqwa. We didn't see good environment, oh my Allah. We didn't see a taqwa and amal, oh my Allah. We didn't see the environment of Madina Munawwar in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, we've only seen filth and dirt around us. Ya Allah, then we brought us to your home. Ya Allah, we are undeserving slaves, oh my Allah. We are sitting here tonight.
We don't even know how to ask of you. We don't even know how to make tawbah. We don't even know the gunas you have done. Whether we're involved in gunas or not, O my Allah. You are akramul akrameen. You love to forgive. Oh my Allah. You catch us by our forelocks, O my Allah. Catch us by our necks, O my Allah. Even though we want to run away, then do you catch us, O my Allah. Then do we catch us. The child wants to run away. The mother catches the child, brings the child back. The child, ya Allah. The mother forces the child to eat, O my Allah. So much love she has for the child. Oh, better we don't eat, you're going to get sick. Oh my Allah, we want to be sick, oh my Allah. But then you are feeding us, oh my Allah. With your rosy, you break your command, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how far we have gone from your rahmat and your mercy. Ya Allah, take us in tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take us in tonight, oh my Allah. The child has a nightmare, come knock the father and mother's door. I'm scared, I'm afraid. Something is going to catch me. Ya Allah, I'm scared also. Nafs and shaitan is going to finish us, oh my Allah. They're taking us to Jahannam. Ya Allah, we are knocking your door tonight. The mother will tell the father, get up and bring him inside. The mother will hug the child, don't worry. Abba is here, Ammi is here, nothing can harm you. Oh my Allah, we only have you, oh my Allah, we only have you. We only have you. Ya Allah, take us into light. Make us yours. Ya Allah, make us yours. If you don't make us yours, nafs is waiting, shaitan is waiting, friends are waiting. Avenues are waiting, O my Allah. The vices are waiting for us, O my Allah. If you make us yours, O my Allah, our lives become jannati lives. Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become happy, O my Allah. His heart will become happy that Yusuf has changed his life. He's come upon the sunnah. He's now becoming namazi. He's keeping a beard. He's come upon the sunnah. Nabi of Allah will get happy, O my Allah. He becomes happy. You'll become happy. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, change our hearts, oh my Allah, change our minds, oh my Allah, forgive our sins, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, Allah, be it the men, be it the women, be it our sisters, be it our brothers, oh my Allah, Allah, give them tawfiq to make tawbah tonight and turn to you and make us pious, oh my Allah, grant us your muhabbat, grant us your love, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, we say to you tonight, oh my Allah, from the bottom of our hearts, oh my Allah, oh Allah, we love you, oh my Allah, Allah, we love you, oh my Allah, we love you. Allah, you love us also. How much the boy is making the girl to love him. Even his haram also, O my Allah. Ya Allah, this is halal, we ask you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us that you love us, O my Allah. Declare your muhabbat for us, that you love us, that you will forgive us, that you will take us in, that you will give us hidayat, that you will guide us, O my Allah. You will take us in from the fire of Jahannam. You give us amal, you give us iman, you give us taqwa. You give us a sin-free life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we can't reach you on our own, O my Allah. We don't have the strength, we don't have the amal, we don't have the physical strength, we don't have the spiritual strength. Ya Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All might, all power belongs to you to do good, to refrain from evil. It's only from you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. So many you give hidayat in the annals of history. Gunagar, sinful worlds that were stuck to the bottle, O my Allah. They were in zina, O my Allah. They did one small good deed, Ya Allah. You accepted it. You made them the friends of the time. You made them the awliya of the time, O my Allah. We're asking you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, make us amongst your friends, O my Allah. Give us the taqwa. Forgive us completely all the sins of the past, O my Allah. If we have any sins in our life right now, oh Allah, give us tawbi to break it, oh my Allah. To get it out of our system, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no vacuum in our lives. Ya Allah, we'll give it up in your love. Ya Allah, you fill it with your muhabbat and your love. With the pleasure of Jannat, with the pleasure of A'mal, with the enjoyment of halal, Ya Allah. Whatever is halal, Ya, give us enjoyment in it. In our families, our children, how many are young boy, young girl, oh my Allah. Give them suitable spouses, oh my Allah. Give them pious spouses, oh my Allah. Those that are married, grant them pious, beautiful children, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. To be obedient. That will become barristers of deen, because stalwarts of iman, that will become assets to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from debts, O my Allah. Save us from the banks, O my Allah. Allah, we don't need the haram avenues, Ya Allah. Your khazana is very great, O my Allah. You give as you want to, distribution is from you, O my Allah. Distribution, Ya Allah, the warehouses belong to you, storage belongs to you, everything belongs to you, O my Allah. Allah, give us from your khazana, O my Allah. Give us from your treasury, O my Allah. Make our rosy easy for us, Ya Allah. Make our lives easy for us, O my Allah. For our homes with barakat, O my Allah. Grant muhabbat and love. Where there is fight, there is jagra, misunderstanding, quarrels, O my Allah. Create muhabbat and love. Soften the hearts of spouses, O my Allah. Save us from talaq, O my Allah. Save us from broken homes, O my Allah. Save our children, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Create muhabbat and love. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Let us understand our rights of our families, our children, our husbands, the wives, O my Allah. All the culture around us is finishing us, O my Allah. Give us the true taste buds of your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah.
Save us from haram. O Kareem Rahim Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our maghfirat. Make us yours. Ya Allah, we don't know how to make tawbah. The brothers that come tonight, O Ya Allah, with aspirations, with niyats, what they have in their hearts, Ya Allah, you know. Everyone belongs to you. You have a personal relationship with every one of them, O Ya Allah. And throughout the world, O Ya Allah, all those are baytullah that is in their hands tonight. And making dua, Ya Allah, the baytullah, give us a share in their duas, O Ya Allah. All those at the Rosa Mubarak Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Masjid al-Nabi, enjoying the sukoon and the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, accept the duas and give us a share in the duas. All those that are downtrodden and out and broken within Gaza and Palestine. Now, whatever haram, O Ya Allah, accept the duas, O Kareem and Rahim Allah. Wherever the Muslims are persecuted, in prison, O Ya Allah, Ya Allah, free them, make it easy for them. Hold back the hand of the zalim, O Ya Allah. Break their hands, O Ya Allah. If it is written for them, O Ya Allah, wake the ummah up now at least, O Ya Allah. That you wake up, O Ya Allah, become proud Muslims, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, so much of crime, so much of bloodshed, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if it is not written for them, remove them, O Ya Allah. The Fir'auns of the time, O Ya Allah, remove them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove them, O Ya Allah. Establish your deen in the world once again. Ya Allah, where the Muslims will have the upper hand, O Ya Allah. Give us the hidayah, give us the tawfiq, give us the iman. Ya Allah, accept our Muslim brothers around the world, our sisters, O Ya Allah. Put them into parda, hijab, modesty prevail again. Ya Allah, destroy this nakedness, O Ya Allah. Destroy this nakedness, O Ya Allah. Destroy this immodesty, O Ya Allah. Restore the modesty of the ummah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, destroy the, Ya Allah, the avenues of drugs, of music, of discos, and all the haram activities. Ya Allah, of riba, of zina, O my Allah. Let it be a pure, clean environment, O my Allah, where we can nurture our iman, we can stay clean. Ya Allah, every day is a battle. Every day is a battle. The dunya belongs to you. Zameen belongs to you. Asman belongs to you. Ya Allah, you make the first love. To clean out the entire world of all the haram systems. Let your deen prevail, O my Allah. Let us live as Muslims. Ya Allah, when the time of maut comes, O my Allah, give us khatima bil khair. In a condition you're happy with us, O my Allah. If anybody we hurt, we took their rights, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open our eyes, show us our faults, O my Allah. Let us make them happy. Ya Allah, you repay them from your treasury, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from hurting anyone, abusing anyone, insulting anyone. Ya Allah, let us fulfill the rights of mankind. To fulfill your rights, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, bless our families, our children. Give us hidayat, give us iman. Our parents, as they left this world, for the qabr of nur, raise them, forgive them, free our necks, the necks of our parents, our children, the entire ummah. Ya Allah, free from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we can't take one burn, one matchstick of this dunya. Ya Allah, how will we take the fire of Jahannam, O my Allah? Ya Allah, we cannot take a burn of this world, O my Allah. Save us, O my Allah. Save our skin, save our bones, save our flesh, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, just throw us with your friends, O my Allah. Just throw us with your friends. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Enter with your slaves into your jannat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Become pleased with us. Ya Allah, give us sukun in our homes, barakat in our business. Ya Allah, protect us from all sides. Protect our amal, our iman, our masajid, our makatib, our madaris. Protect, Ya Allah, protect the ulama-i-kiram, students of deen. Protect our businesses, protect our investments, our homes, our cars, our families, our children, our wives, our parents, our progenies. Save us from shirk, from kufr, from becoming murtadu, Ya Allah, losing our iman. Save us from all those things that will displease you, O my Allah. Keep us in your protection every second of our life till we meet you in a condition that you are happy with us, O my Allah. Whatever the brothers have come tonight, Ya Allah, with aspirations, with du'as, Ya Allah, they are tired. Ya Allah, you give, Ya Allah, when the ummah is tired. Ya Allah, give them without asking, O my Allah. Give them without asking. Give the entire ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept the du'as. Accept what niyats they have. Ya Allah, put us upon hidayat, O my Allah. Make us better than before, O Kareem Rahim Allah. And forgive and grant hidayat. Accept all our du'as. To fear sidqa and barakat of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته يتم الصالحات ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوف لنا الكيل وتصدق علينا وتصدق علينا يا الله we give you fake goods oh my Allah for poor quality amal يا الله you give us full measure oh my Allah give us full measure oh my Allah give us sadqa also يا الله we are recipients يا الله give us your pleasure oh Kareem Rahim Allah and all the perks of dunya make dunya easy qabr easy akhirat easy Ya Allah, accept our du'as. We thank you for this great ni'mat of all these beautiful nights, O my Allah. Give us the strength to make your ibadat, O my Allah. Ya, give us the strength, Ya Allah, to make some amal that you become happy and pleased with us. Ya Allah, the handicapped child is a little bit in the parent is happy. Ya Allah, we are handicapped, O my Allah. We are completely handicapped, O my Allah. We are not awliya and friends. Accept our broken ibadat. Accept our broken pleas, O Kareem, Rahimullah. Accept it from us. Accept the du'as of the masturat, of the mothers and the sisters, whatever parishani they may have, those in depression, Ya Allah, make them happy. All those in hospitals, Ya Allah, give them shifa, Ya Ajil, Kamil, Muslim, and all those good for operations, O my Allah, make it easy for them, whether it be cancer, diabetes, whether it be cholesterol, ever be married, Ya Allah, you grant shifa, Ya Ajil, Kamil, Muslim. Don't make us muhtaj of the system of my Allah. There's a health system, O my Allah, health belongs to you, illness belongs to you. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, good life, with good health, with a'mal, with taqwa. Give us generous hearts, give us some jealousy, give us some ghibat, give us some pride. Keep us simple. Give us qanaat. Give us contentment, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us some extra expenditure, O my Allah. Make simplicity within our homes. Make our children, Ya Allah. Make them reciters of Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Make them huffaz, O my Allah. Make them ulama, O my Allah. Make them Allah wa Allah. Make them your friends, Ya Allah. Let us invest in them for our qabar, O my Allah. That tomorrow we will go into the qabar. They'll be performing tarabi. They'll be performing namaz. They'll be imams of the time, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. The day of qiyamah, they'll hold our hands and take us into jannah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us progenies like that, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Accept us for the things that we asked, O my Allah. What we couldn't ask, Ya Allah, you give more than our expectations, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. It is the month of Ramadan, where you are most generous. The doors of Jahannam are closed. Make us amongst the people of jannah, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Baytullah over and over again. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwab rahim. Take us for hajj over again. Take us for umrah over again. Take us out in your path. Accept our health and another time for the khidmat of deen, O my beloved Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwab rahim. All those that ask for du'as, Ya Allah, do not ask also, my Allah. Grant them all their wishes, halal, jais, tamanna that they have. Ya Allah, from your khazana, nothing is short, Ya Allah. From your chooses, nothing is short. Ya Allah, you give them more than they can expect, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us the way to please you, O my Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen, ameen. A humble plea and request to the brothers, inshallah, before we can get up and start talking, if we can immediately at least go to the musalla, two rakat salatul hajat, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Shukr, whether we read individually two rakats or all the niyat one time. Salah of Shukr, thanksgiving to Allah, Salatul Hajat, put our needs to Allah, Salatul Tawbah, that we repent to Allah, Salatul Istikhara, Salatul Asalatul for guidance. All these niyats we can make at one time. We can't remember them, we just say Allah, all the niyats are making. And two rakats, we get the full reward of it. We read two rakats, we don't know long surahs, we know three, four surahs, we can read these three surahs in every rakat also. Three quls, read it in the first rakat. Second rakat, three quls again, no problem. And we can lengthen the Subhana Rabbi al-Azim to feel Allah, my Allah, my Rabb, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Two rakats, four rakats, make some dua. Then at least we can sit down 100 times. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni. Even if we make that a wazifa 100 times, 100 times the Zuhur Sharif, might take 15 minutes, 20 minutes, we need something for the night at least. And get our Fajr Salah wa Jamaat. Get our Isha wa Jamaat. Fajr or Jamaat, in between the Bidu Amal, Allah will arrive for us as if we were awake the entire night making ibadat. Allah is so kind. Just a little bit, we gotta exert ourselves a little bit. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And we might say tomorrow we're working, we are tired, we need to sleep. Allah Ta'ala can take away our tiredness in 2 hours also. 2 hours of sleep. Allah Ta'ala is the one in control. So Allah can give us rest also very quickly. And it's only once in a year we're doing this. Allah Ta'ala give us that love for Allah Ta'ala, that we can stand up for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala fully accept, inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Don't forget also du'as for our mashaykh wa ulama, and especially our parents, and for us especially our honorable beloved Shaykh Al-Mu'abul Abdul Hamid Sahib, mashallah, that has taught us all these beautiful lessons, company of the pious. Allah reward Murana and the family, accept them for the khidmat of deen, accept the darulums, the khanka, the programs, effort of da'wat and tabligh. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to take as much as we can, inshallah. Subhanaka Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun.